From the WLRN Miami Herald studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. Just where are those refugee children from Central America going when they do get to Florida? That's what Governor Rick Scott says he'd like to know, as Ashley Lopez reports.
That at least 36 of the more than 57,000 children that have arrived at the U.S.-Mexican border without their parents will be sent to Florida. Most of the children are escaping violence and poverty in countries such as El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. Governor Rick Scott said there's been a lack of communication between federal and state officials about what the state of Florida can expect.
The federal government doesn't tell us who's coming. They don't tell us where they're going. They don't tell us their health status. They don't tell us their health records. They don't tell us, you know, when they leave. They don't tell us if they don't show up to their hearings. So it's really frustrating.
12 children will stay with families in Brevard County. Another 24 will stay in Broward County group homes. Already hundreds of children have been sent to cities such as Miami while federal officials deal with their legal status. I'm Ashley Lopez in Fort Myers.
If you've not heard of the drug ecstasy, there's a chance a teenager in Palm Beach County has. The county has the highest percentage of teens who've tried ecstasy at least once. It comes from a report from the Centers for Disease Control. About 14.5% admit to using the drug at least once, 1 in 7. That's twice as many as in Broward and 4 percentage points more than Dade. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Andy?